ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Ches. This daf is about the halacha that a person is not allowed to be made for a korov, that you can't testify for someone to whom you're halachically related. And the Gemara learns this out of a pasuk, Lo yumsu ovois al bonim, ubonim lo yumsu al ovois ish bechato yumos, which the pasuk shot of that pasuk is something entirely unrelated to this, as the Gemara points out, and daf chof zayin on the bottom, that the pasuk shot is that a person would not die, would not be put to death for the sins, for the averos of their father or of their son. There's a simple pshat that we only put to death a person for their own averos, not for their relatives' averos. However, as the Gemara explains over there, this is not really necessary to say. You don't have to have the whole pasuk for it, because it anyhow says the end of the pasuk, ish bechet o yumos, which clearly says this point. Ish b'chata yumos, a person dies for their own averus. So, midrashically, why is it necessary to have the beginning of the pasuk, lo yumsu ovois al bonim, bonim lo yumsu al ovois? And for this, the Gemara learns out that lo yumsu ovois al edus bonim, bonim lo yumsu al edus ovois. In other words, that the testimony of a father would not put his son to death, the testimony of a son not put his father to death. And for this, we learn out the halacha of the krovim as well, that a person does not die because of the testimony of their relative. Now, this halacha that a person doesn't die for the testimony of their relative, is this a svara or is it based upon gzeiras hakosev? And there's a famous gemara on this, Baba Basra daf Kuf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. The gemara speaks about Moshe v'Aaron. The gemara uses Moshe v'Aaron as a kind of litmus test. We know that Moshe and Aaron would not be able to testify. And Ben Gershom over there says, well, they can't testify for each other. Moshe can't testify about Aaron. Moshe about Aaron HaKoyen. And likewise, Faket, or Moshe and Aaron themselves, either one would not be able to testify about any relative of theirs, says Ibn Gershom. And the Gemara says, why not? Would you question the fact that these people would surely tell the truth? Under any and all circumstances, they would not lie. Ibn Gershom's lashon over there, v'atzadikim gemurim hoyu, v'lo meshakri akol chaloli da'alma. These are the greatest tzadikim, Moshe and Aaron. Tzadikim gemurim, they would not lie for even the greatest treasures, all the treasures in the whole world. So why is it, says the Gemara in Baba Basra, that the Torah says that Moshe and Aaron can't testify? Elo, says the Gemara, gzeiras melech hu, shalo ya'idu lohem. Rather, it is gzeiras melech, gzeiras hakosev. We don't give any svara to it, it's just gzeiras hakosev without a svara, that a relative cannot testify. And you see this from the fact that Moshe and Aaron is not accepted. That is the Gemara in Masechta Baba Basra. The Maisa on today's daf, and Sanhedrin daf Chof Ches, we have what appears to be a direct steer to this, actually. The Gemara brings down the Ge'ah to an Ishtay Arusa. Could a person be made on his wife? Well, they're only Arusa, they're only the first stage marriage, she's not a Nesua yet. And the Gemara brings down that Rabbi Baba Chana wanted to say, he held, that Meyed Odom L'Ishtay Arusa, a person could testify for his wife who's an Arusa. And the Gemara explains that Rabbi Baba Chana only said this when it's to her detriment, not when it's to her schus. We'll talk about this coming up in Mitzvah Hashem. But upon him, the Gemara held, Rabbi Baba Chana held, that a person could testify for his wife when she's only the first stage married to Arusa. The Gemara comes out, however, that this is not correct. We don't go like Rabbi Bachana lahalacha, loishnal afuki, loishnal iuli, regardless whether it's to her benefit or her detriment. Either way, a person cannot testify for his wife who's an Arusa, because what was your thinking on that? What did you hold originally? What did you say? That a person could testify for his ishta Arusa, because you wanted to compare it, to stelitzu, to the fact that we find in various halachos that a Arusa is not considered to be related. We find, for example, that a person doesn't diarshin his wife if she dies when she was only in the Arusa stage. They find that a person, if he's a Kohen, he's not metame to his wife if she was only in the Arusa stage. So those things, the Gemara says, that is true, that there's no kurva with regard to those halachos. Those things are totally on she'eroi, which means the closeness, the relationship of the kir of basar. That's the definition of the word she'eroi. And she'eroi is, in fact, lacking when you're only at the Arusa stage. However, over here, hocha mishum ikruvi daitohu, v'ho ikrava daita lagaba. That's the lashon of the Gemara on Chafchesim Beis over here. Ikrava daita lagaba. There is that closeness that the a feeling between the two of them, and therefore consequently Hayoyis, since that the psul of a korev to be made is based upon a kruvi daita, the closeness of the feeling between them, so in Mela, you do have that already at the erisin stage, and therefore a person cannot testify at all for his wife who is an arusa. So there seems to be actually an outright stira in the Gemara's. In Baba Basra, the Gemara says it says Gzeiras Melech, which does not have any swara. Over here, the Gemara seems to say Fakert on our daf, that it's based upon the closest of the feeling between them, which presumably means that a person would lie on account of the closest of the feeling. And this kasha is actually Mechaschinach's kasha, and we'll talk about that in Mitzvah Shem in a moment. That seems to be a stira sasugis. Now, Bemis in the straightforward, in the Rishonim, the codifiers of Halacha, the Rambam says, in Hilchas Eidos Perik Yud Gimel, the Rambam says that the very shaloshin of the Rambam, Zeh Sheposla Torah Eidos HaKroivim, this is the Torah disqualifies Eidos of Kroivim, of relatives upon one another. Loi Mipnei Shehem Bechezkas Oyavim Zeh Zeh. It's not because, says the Rambam, the Torah is not based on the fact that we assume that they have special closeness and they love each other and therefore they would lie for one another. That's not it. Sha'arei, says the Rambam, Einem Meyed Loyla Toivosoi Veloyla Rosoi. We see that you can't be made to their benefit or their detriment. And surely, Zok the Rambam points this out as a litmus test, surely if it would be based upon the closeness, the fact that you feel that you love them, they would be able to be made l'rosoi negatively, just not positively, for a positive edus. Elo, says the Rambam, it's muchrach, we see that gzeiras hakosav, who is just based upon gzeiras hakosav. And that's why the Rambam says, the Rambam brings in another point, l'fingoch, that's why ha'oi heva hasoi ne koshal edus, that we find that a person could be made in Beis Din for someone that they happen to have positive or negative feelings about, and that we do not passel them the edus. Ha'oihe v'hasayne, a person who loves a particular individual or hates them, is kosher la edus afal pi she's posel la'yon. If you can't be a dayan for such a person because you have an agius, but you are accepted as an aid. Shaloi gozra toyer la kroivim, since it's only exeris hakosav, the Rambam says, so therefore it does make sense because the exeris hakosav is only on relatives, and that's the way the exeris hakosav was said. It wasn't said on oihev and sayne, and therefore the kosher. So the Rambam makes this point very explicitly. He's passing what appears to be a Beferish Gemara in Baba Basra. It might be a problem from Al Gemara, as we'll see. But in Baba Basra, the Gemara says this, the Rambam codifies this. It's just a Gzeiras, Hakosav Hu. It's not based upon the emotional feelings that one has. In the Sefer Achinuch, however, in Mitzvah Tovkov Peites, there is what appears to be a very different view on this. The Sefer Achinuch writes that Mishroshe HaMitzvah, that's the Mitzvah Tovkov Peites, he can be made on a relative. The Achinuch says, the Shroshe HaMitzvah of this is, says the Achinuch, that the Torah wanted to ensure that Eidos that is said in Beis Din and that accepted in Beis Din, we pass kandinim based on it, is only an Eidos chozok va'amiti noki mikol chashad, an Eidos that's free of any suspicion that it's based upon certain types of feelings and really not the truth. So the Ram Torah wanted only an Eidos chozok va'amiti, which is noki from that, and therefore the Torah said that you can't be made on a koroiv, a relative, who a person would have positive feelings for and would lie for them. Ulechizuk inyin zeh, so the Chinuch says, in order to mechazeg this, to strengthen this idea, hirche kol edus akroivim af b'chiv, that the Torah distanced the idea, you cannot testify for a relative, even a negative testimony, which l'chayra, what's the problem? If it's a negative testimony, you wouldn't lie to say something negative about the relative. Pentis pashet hergalei dusen ze'al zeh l'kabloi af l'schus. So it says beferish in the Chinuch that the Torah, it's a kind of a loy plug d'oraisa, like a siog, a kind of offense, in order to ensure that the would not edus that was said positively for a positive edus for a relative wouldn't get accepted. Therefore, the Torah said that we don't accept any edus about a relative, regardless whether it's positive or it is negative. And the Torah Echinuch concludes inyan zeh midarkei haTorah hashleima shetarchek la'olam hamachshoylois v'hadvarim hakroivim limotzei hezek el bnei adam. The Torah makes fences, it distances one from any kind of pitfalls, and therefore over here the intrinsic problem is to be made a positive man for a relative, because he would love the relative and he would lie for them. And in order to ensure that no edus of such nature was ever accepted in Beis Din, the Torah said you can't testify for a relative regardless the schus oy l'choiva. Secondly, v'oid, says the Chinuch, v'oid, another tayelis acher is found in this, because since relatives live in very close proximity to one another and very often in the same house or very close proximity, shoichnin tomet ze'etzel ze. So therefore, says the Chinuch, whenever you live in very close proximity to one another, person, that's what happens. It is, even though you have a closeness of feeling and you like one another, it's impossible to avoid that every so often you get into a fight. The person gets into a fight with a relative, gets into a fight with a spouse. This is what happens, and it's, this is what happens, the nature of things. And if the Torah would have accepted an edus on a relative, even the choyvosoi, perhaps what would happen would be, because some, they would get angry on one another, talachamosam lefishah. In other words, they would get very angry, just temporarily, one another. Normally they have positive feelings, but what if they get very, very angry at one another for a short time, and they'll come to a dayan, and they'll say some made-up negative testimony, v'yeschaivu es roisham lamelech, and there'll be a capital punishment that will be pronounced upon them. And there, when the person recovers from their feelings of anger, he would perhaps commit suicide when he discovers what he has done, to say testimony about some sort of capital offense, some made up testimony. So therefore, the Chinuch says that the Torah, this is the void of the Chinuch, that according to this one, it's not just a syog, it's not just offense, but rather there's an intrinsic reason why the Torah said even a negative testimony about a relative cannot be accepted. So this is the Chinuch. Now, it really seems that the Chinuch and the Rambam are really very different opinions on this matter. And the Rambam is saying that it's a Gzeres Melech, which happens to be a Gmobo Babasu, as we said. And the Chinuch actually comes up with a Svara for it. The Chinuch is saying either that the primary problem is the Schus, it can't be made in a beneficial manner, but the Torah, to ensure that this would be adhered to, also said you can't be made any Edus at all. Or we have a different reason that we came up with why it can't be made even a negative Edus. Now, although the Chinuch only says this as part of the so-called Shroshei HaMitzvah of this mitzvah, the idea that's behind the mitzvah, the Shroshei HaMitzvah, as we'll see, the Mechas Chinuch makes this argument not always necessarily so rigorous, he's just giving some kind of reason. The truth is, I just want to add that earlier on in the mitzvah, even before he gets to the Shroshei HaMitzvah, the Chinuch really seems to follow the same approach, because the Chinuch earlier in the mitzvah, near the beginning, says that although we find that the Torah passels the Eidus Kroivim in the context of Din and Nefot, in other words, it says lo yumsu avos habon and bono yumsu avos, it's din nefashos. Nonetheless, the Chinuch says that this is really true about any edus, and the emes is that what Gemara talks about this point as well on daf chav ches, like we'll see a little bit. But the Chinuch says it in the following manner: that the Chinuch says nizkar is din nefashos, that this din that a korav is possible is mentioned in the context of capital punishment. The Chinuch says that's to put it in the most extreme possible manner, in order that we should not say that if we're talking about actually putting someone to death, lo nachsho boy, we should not suspect a koroiv. In other words, if you're talking about such a serious thing, surely no one would lie if the repercussions are so severe, the consequences are so great, that someone's going to die as a result of your testimony. So therefore, surely, says the Chinuch, perhaps I would say that I surely would accept the testimony of a koroiv when it's such a severe thing, din nefashos. And that's why the Torah puts it in the most extreme possible manner, but surely, surely we don't accept the edus of a korav on lesser situations as well, dini mumnis and the like, and the Torah just means to put the most extreme possible thing and it says it about an edus, it says it about the edus of dini nefashos, so we don't accept, even though I might have thought that no one would lie about the dini nefashos. So here as well, we actually see that the Chinuch is looking upon the concept that you can't testify for an ed as something which lends itself to smora. You know, and it really based apparently upon the chashash meshaker, chashash that you might be lying, and that I might have said there's no chash meshaker, chash who lie on a severe, serious thing like din nefashos, and we're saying even over there, that's what the Torah puts it that way, even over there, by din nefashos, I am apparently suspicious that the person might lie. So we're here again, and this, by the way, is before he even gets into the Shroshei HaMitzvah, the Chinuch is still saying the same idea, apparently, that the concern for based on which we pass all the Korah to testify is all based on the chash meshaker, chash that he would lie, and it appears to be that what we have is a big machloik, is Chinuch and Rambam, whether the din to testify about a korov is based upon a gzeres melech, a gzeres hakosel, like the Rambam says, or a svara, like the Chinuch says, a svara of negios, that a person might lie. Now, Mechas Chinuch really gets into all this, and the Mechas Chinuch, at least in most of this, except for the last point I just made, the Mechas Chinuch over there in Tovkov Peites is Aleph, the Mechas Chinuch brings in the Gemara Baba Basra, that is a gzeres melech, even Moshe and Aaron. He brings down the Rambam that we spoke of, that the Rambam said befeirish, that it's just a gzeres hakosel, and then he discusses what the Chinuch says over here, that it is a smara apparently based upon the chashash that you'll lie. And the Chinuch said, the Michas Chinuch said, this is very schwer, it's Tzorachin. It's best to connect the Gemara and Masechta Baba Basra that says it's a kosev. And the Chinuch concludes, he says, Ach, kama pa'omim kosev k'tzas ta'am afilu b'chukim. And I'm fine. And I said, really, the Mechas Chinuch is somewhat dismissive about this idea that the Chinuch is giving a reason. And really, it's a choik and it's a kosev. And the Chinuch concedes at this point, says the Mechas Chinuch. Rather, the derech of the Chinuch is to give a k'tzas ta'am even on chukim. Now, the emes we'll see later is not so poshut, because the Ari Shainim over here in Sanhedrin that appear to accept what the Chinuch seems to have accepted as well, that there really is, in fact, a Svora to this. And we'll have to deal with this. The problem, we do have a problem, seems to say otherwise. The truth is that the Mechas Chinuch himself, after saying all this, and he says that really the Chinuch is just giving a k'tzas tam and it's really choink, he actually writes himself that it's very shver. The Mechas Chinuch says, Sorochin, and he talks about our Gemara that we quoted earlier in our daf with an Arusa, and the Gemara wanted to say, Rabbi Bachana held that a person could be made for an Arusa under some circumstances where it's negative for her, he made it for her, and on that, the Gemara actually came out that no, that even though we find by an Arusa that a person is not considered a korov to the Arusa in regard to certain dinim, if he's a kohen, he can't be metamei lo if she dies, and that he doesn't yashin her. However, as far as not being made, hocha mishum ikruvi daitahu, the Mechas Chinuch brings down the Gemara, and ikruvalei daitahu, it's a question of the closeness of feeling, and they have the closeness of feeling even as an eris. And the Mechas Chinuch says it's very, very schwer. How could the Gemara say this? Isn't it exeris hakosavu? It's not, as the Gemara says here, based upon the kirov hadas, the closeness of feeling, it's just exeris hakosav, and even Moshe and even Aaron, and he quotes the whole Gemara in Masechta Baba Basra about this. And the Mechas Chinuch concludes that Tzoruch Iyun Godoy La'aniyas Daiti. He does not have a tear to this kasha, Astiris Hasugis. And I say, even though he apparently was saying that the Chinuch is Lav Dafka and didn't really mean to give a reason, however, ultimately the Mechas Chinuch blives by a kasha, Tzoruch Iyun Godoy, because Al Gemara actually does appear to give a reason, which, by the way, is actually the reason that the Chinuch gives, that it's based upon a Kruvi Daita, the closest of the feeling, and that a person apparently would lie in order to save someone who they had that closest of feeling to. Now, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in the Kovetz HaOrois in Simen Chof Beis goes on the same kasha as the Mechas Chinuch. He asks his kasha and he gives an answer. Rabbi Chanan asks the kasha. We know that the Gemara Baba Basra says that you can't be made for a korov because of Gzeres Melech, just the Gzeres HaKosev. Aye, here the Gemara says it's a Kruvi Daita. So Rabbi Chanan says Vitzoruch Loimer, that really the Emes is like the Gemara says Baba Basra, says Rabbi Chanan, that in fact it's Gzeres HaKosev and we do not give any Svara to it. However, as far as the determination of who is called a korov, who is called a korov, in other words, that although in other halachos of the Torah, perhaps we would find other determinants, other litmus tests to determine who is called a korov and who has dinim of a korov of a relative, but as far as who is called a korov, as far as edus, znit toloi be'ikruvi daita, that's a question of who has the closest of feeling. In other words, so according to B'chanan, if you want to know whether the paslus of a korov to testify is based upon any logic, is based upon achshashtet the law, and the answer to all that is no. We have a Gemara in Baba Basra, it's just exeris hakosev, not based necessarily on achshashtet the law, and Moshe and Aaron have the same problem, even though they won't lie. However, the determinant of what is called a korov, it just happens to be that to determine who is a korov, as far as this din goes, that depends upon the ikruvi daita, that depends upon the closest of feeling that they have. It's just exeris hakosev, you have a closest of feeling, so therefore you have that relationship, that relative state, and it gives you the closest of feeling, then you're a korov. If you distance enough that you don't have the closest of feeling, then you're not called a korov. But once you are called a korov, then it's exeris hakosev, you can't be made. It has nothing to do with any kind of achshash meshaker. For Steinzuch, the Bachana says this teretz. We'll see a little bit asking himself, as we'll see in a moment, that the truth is exeris, the teretz is a little bit dochuk, of course, because if that's really what it is and there's no svara to it, then how do we arrive at this? The Gemara doesn't explain at all where we discovered that punkt korov over here, as far as Hilchas Eidus, goes with the kruvi daita. If it's logical, it's based on a logic, I understand where the Gemara is coming from, but if it's a choik ba'alma and not based upon any common sense or any logic at all, so how do we arrive at this determination that korva or being a relative for testimony is based upon a kruvi daita? Where'd you get that? So really very difficult. Rabbi Chanan doesn't seem to fully answer the question, but this is Rabbi Chanan's mahalach. His mahalach is edus is exeris hakosev, and we have the Rambam and the Gemara Baba Basra, and it happens to be the Chazal Wakimluhu, they knew that being a korov is determined for edus, is determined as far based upon that type of relative relationship that will give you the cure of hadas, the cause of the feeling. Rabbi Chanan himself, however, points out that there are a couple of questions on this. First of all, he says, what about geirim kroivim? Two relatives convert together, the megayer and geirim kroivim, halachically, they're not related at all. That the Gemara says in different places, geirshin is geir, kachotin shenoyla domi, as the Gemara tells us in Yevamos, and if they're megayer, they're not considered related, and then they could testify because they're not considered halachically related. So to Rabbi Chanan, okay, but the emotional feelings of closest didn't vanish just because they were Megayer, right? That the emotional feelings is exactly the same. So if you're going to accept that it's a Gzeres HaKosov over here, it is a din that a Korov can't pass, not based upon any kind of Hesvorah, but the determinant of who is a Korov is dependent upon who is feeling kurva b'teva, who feels the akruvi daita, who feels the emotional ban, well, then the two geirim should not be able to testify for one another when they're genetically related, even if they're not halachically related. And we know we don't have that, says Rabbi Chanan. Why not? Why does it go by halachic relationship by geirim, and they could be made? Why don't you say the emotional closeness is enough to make them akruvi daita and make them halachically related as far as edus? That's one kasha he asks. Second kasha, Rabbi Chanan asks, what about a case of a korev shehayid, and he didn't know he was a Korov at that time. So the time he thought he was a Rochoik, he didn't realize he was related. Then they tell him, they realize afterwards, he was really a brother, a long-lost brother, he was really some other relative. And the halacha surely is, of course, says Rabbi Chanan, that once you discover he was a relative, you passel him, even if he did not know about that at the time when he was made. Well, why? Over here, there was no Ekruvi Daita, says Rabbi Chanan. He didn't have the emotional feelings. He was totally unaware of the genetic relationship that he had. So if it really depends on Ekruvi Daita, you didn't have it in consequence. Consequently, we ought to accept that testimony. These are kashas of Rabbi Chanan asks. He does not answer these kashas. By the way, the second kasha is certainly lend itself to somewhat of a teretz. That's the truth. Because we're not necessarily suggesting in the Gemara that there has to be a bepoiled kruvi daito. You know, just because the fact that a korov can't testify is, let's say, it's based upon, walk upon him, it's determined by who is the one who has the kiruv hadas, it ought to be sufficient, arguably, that that's a type of a relationship which generates a kiruv hadas. If it happens to be b'mikra, by some haphazard circumstance, it happens to be that you did not know about the fact that you're related to your brother, the Torah is not going to change his dinim, that's nasata d'varecha l'shiurim, and therefore, since the relationship, the etzem, genetic relationship of brothers, whatever it is, the different relationships, all the different relationships mentioned by the Mishnah, these are the type that generate a kiruv hadas, so therefore the Torah passed that relationship from being made, even if you don't happen to have that particular kiruv hadas b'poil actively in this particular circumstance. The second kasha of Chanan is arguably somewhat questionable. Nonetheless, the fact is that Rabbi Chanan asks these questions and he really leaves them without mentioning any teretz. Now, we have a Gemara on Chof Ches Amar Aleph over here, which also apparently gets into this question, or at least touches on this question, of whether the paslus, the disqualification of a relative to testify, is based upon logic, that they would lie because they're relative, they have a closest, or it's based upon Gzeres HaKosev. And that is the Gemara, that the Gemara says that we know, lo yumsu ovois al bonim, bonim lo yumsu al ovois, and that's ashkechon l'choivo, says the Gemara, that we find from this pasuk that a relative can't testify to the detriment, to the choivo of another relative. L'schus menolan. How do we know, however, that you can't testify even for the benefit of a relative? Maybe it's just l'choivosoi, you can't testify to the detriment. Maybe you could testify l'schusoi. And the Gemara comes out that there's an eino inyan because we have a double loshen, yumsu and yumsu, which is a twice, and therefore and we learn out an extra expression in the Torah that it's not just a question of a relative being passeled from testify to the detriment of his relative, but also can't testify for his chos. On this, the Torah Chaim, one of the classic achroinim on the Masechta, the Torah Chaim asks, "V'im toimer, frak the Torah Chaim, isn't it a kavachomer? Why do I need a special pasuk for this? It's a kavachomer if you can't testify for the detriment of a relative, kavachomer that you can't testify for his benefit, because for his benefit, there's an even stronger svara, ikol meichas de meshaker mishum avas kroivoy. You know, if you can't testify for his detriment, kavachoymer, you can't testify for his chutz, because you like him and you would lie for his benefit if it's a question of benefiting him. So why don't you just learn out of a kavachoymer? Answers the Teres Chaim, says the Teres Chaim, that in fact that would make sense, that kasha of kavachoymer, if this din of the inability to testify for a relative based upon a svara. If it was a svara, then it would certainly be true that it's a much bigger svara, and it's a kavachomer that you can't testify for his benefit. However, since we know zokti is Torah Chaim that it's a gzeiras hakosuv that you can't testify your kamoish hakosuv haRambam zal that the Rambam tells us that it's a gzeiras hakosuv and not based upon any svara. Once I see that it's a gzeiras hakosuv zokti ikol meimer, I could certainly understand that the gzeiras hakosuv is limited to whatever the Torah speaks of beferish, and I can't extend it because it's just a gzeiras hakosuv. It doesn't have a svara. Dafka luchavosai perhaps goli kro. I have a gilui hakro luyumsu. Can't bring about his death, testify a capital case. So that's where the Torah says he can't testify, and that's what Exeris HaKosev is, and I would not have necessarily known that it applies to Schusay. So that's how the Teres Chaim explains the Gemara. Of course, according to the Teres Chaim, not only is he saying, like the Rambam, but he's actually claiming that there's a Gemara that indicates that the Rambam is right. The Gemara right over here, in other words, even aside from the Sugyam Baba Basu, right over here, where the Gemara in Sanhedrin needs a special posik to tell me that he can't testify for relative, even Schusay, we had apparently a solid hava amina that the inability to testify is only to his detriment and not l'schosai, and that would seem to clearly indicate that there is no svara to this din. It's just exeris hakosa. So the Teres Chaim is actually taking that out of a Gemara. The emes is, however, the truth is that we have the Rishonim asking this question over here, and we find, you read them carefully, you could see how the Rishonim appear to go two ways on this question of what was the hava amina here and what's the need for a special exeris hakosa. Why was I thinking that the inability to testify for a relative is only when it is to his detriment. Dafka, against him, you can't testify. L'schusay, apparently, we thought that you could. Now, on this, the Yad Ramah over here, from the Ramah, the one of the classic Rishonim on the Masechta, and the Yad Ramah says that we would not have been able to get around the question of the Gemara, L'schus min olon, how do you know you can't testify for his benefit? But we couldn't get around it, says the Yad Ramah, by saying that, well, that's a chashash, there's a chashash mishanker. Of course he can't testify L'schus for your relative, there's a chashash yolai. And so therefore, maybe it's obvious he can't. So I said, no, the Gemara knew that that would be an incorrect answer to this question, because if it was the whole inability to testify for relative was based upon the concern yolai, then L'choy vos, so you ought to be believed. L'choy vos lehevi ksherim, says the Yad Ramah. So if I find that the Torah passes that you can't testify for a relative l'chivonsai, we see it's exeris hakosev and not based upon the concern that you're lying. And if that is so, zokti Yad Ramah, then the Gemara is correct for asking it's exeris hakosev. Then how do you know you can't testify l'schusai? Exeris hakosev was said l'chivonsai. How do you know to extend it? So the Yad Ramah is mavur like the Teres Chaim, and he's one of the Rishonim. The Yad Ramah, he's saying like the Teres Chaim says the Gemara is based on the idea that anyhow the passes is exeris hakosev. However, in the Chiddushi Haran over here, the Ran also addresses this question. The Ran asks, why do I need a pasuk to tell you that you can't testify l'schusay? Isn't it more obvious you can't testify l'schusay? You lie for him. And the Ran does not give this teretz. The Ran answers milsa da'asi b'kal v'choyme torach v'kosav l'kro. This is of course a klal and shas in different places that sometimes we have things dinim that I would have known based on kal v'choyme, and the Torah nonetheless goes out of its way, it's matriach itself so to speak, and writes it down with a clear drosha of its own, even though I would have known this din based on kal v'choyme. So here we have that the Ran is being noita from this mahalach, and he's apparently neming on, the Ran is apparently assuming that there really was a svara behind this din that you can't testify for a relative, and that's why I really would know on my own, the Ran says, that l'schusay I can't testify. It's just that it's asav kavachomer torah v'kosav l'kro. In the Ran, we have a clear indication that there is a rishon that holds like the pashtus of the sefer achinuch. You know, without getting around it in the manner that the chinuch gets around it, the Ran was apparently indicating that at its origin, the asoidoi, really the Torah that passes a relative in testifying is based upon achshash meshaker. And we actually said before that the chinuch finds achshash meshaker even when it's l'chevosoi, right? The chinuch says you're living in constant proximity, piled on top of one another constantly, and therefore you'll end up getting angry and you would lie l'choy v'osoy. So there is an episode svara that you can't testify l'choy v'osoy. There's surely a stronger svara you can't testify l'schusoy. And arguably, we're in business, and apparently the Ran learned the Gemara that way. So the Ran understood that there was a kavachoymer that you can't testify l'schusoy. So there clearly is such a derech in the Rishonim that be a soidoyim, the origin of this din, that you can't testify for a relative, is really based on a svara, even though ultimately, as the Gemara says in Baba Basra, that we don't make it depend on those parameters, and it's just exeris hakosev. The truth is, we find an even stranger thing, very odd thing, that the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam and Hilchas Eidus Perek Yud Kimel Halacha Aleph, the Kesef Mishnah to answer a kasha on the Rambam also goes with this mahalach that the psul that one cannot testify for a relative is based upon a svara. And this is very, very difficult actually, because the Rambam is actually the Baal HaMemra, as we mentioned earlier. The Rambam is the one that holds that it's not a svara, it's really Exeris HaKosef. So let's say over this Kesef Mishnah, and we need to imagine them a problem in the Shitas HaRambam, a very well-known Yesoidiastika Rambam on this Daf, Sanhedrin Chof Ches, which is widely discussed. The Rambam in the Chos Eidus Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Aleph discusses the Paslus that a Koroiv cannot testify for a relative, and the Rambam says that there is a Paslus Psulim le'edus min ha-toyra. It's not just a dinder abonon, it's a dinder raisa, of course, based upon a pasuk le'yumsu ovis abonim. And the Rambam says that mi pia shmua, based upon the mesorah that we have, we learned that this, although the pasuk in the pshutei shemikra is really going on the fact that you cannot put someone to death for the sins of their father or their son, but Chazal learned that mipi Shmuel, we have a Masara that it means from the Elson edition, which is that you can't testify for a relative, Loyumso Ovois, for the Eidos of the Bonim, or the Eidos of the Ovois, and likewise, who are then the Shar Kroivim. The Rambam, however, adds a very startling thing. Ein Poislam Midin Toira, the only relatives who are Pasol Midoiraisa, Midin Toira, from testifying, Elo Kroivim, Mishpachas Ha'av Bilvad, only paternal relatives. That's it, from the father's side. However, says the Rambam, the Shar Kroivim, the other relatives that are Minho Aim, various relatives that are relatives on the mother's side, Oy Miderecho Ishus, or relatives through one's wife, various relatives that the Mishnah and the Gemara speak of through one's wife, Kulam Psulim Midivrehem, the Rambam says, Kulam Psulim Midivrehem, all the relatives that come through one's wife, or that they come on the maternal side of the family, maternally related, all of those are only Psulim Midivrehem, only Pasul Midirabana. This is a bombshell of a Rambam, an incredible Rambam, and the Hagoyes Maimonides on the bottom of the page, right over there, jumps on the Rambam, and likewise is the Yesoidius Tikachuvus Harvashbo that discusses this at length, and it slogs out the Rambam at length, and both of them say, how in the world could Rambam possibly say such a thing? And in fact, the Gemara by us, on Chof Chesem Aleph, says otherwise. The Gemara learns that out of Xeiras HaKosev, it says twice Ovois, right? The Gemara says over there, Ovois Albonim Bonim Yumsu Al Ovois, and says twice the word Ovois, and I don't need to say twice, in Me'enu Inin to paternal relatives, I learn it out, maternal relatives as well. Mikroive Ho'em. The Gemara says very clearly that it's actually Xeiras HaKosev, and there's a special riba for it, and how could the Rambam possibly say that it's only a Din Midivrehem, that you can not testify for maternal relatives, only Midirabonim, only with the Vrehem, and the Ma'is of the Mornos of a Pasik, and the Goyf Maimonides and the Rashba and others all taina that the Rambam is incorrect. And Avada, the Paslus to Petav of paternal relatives is likewise within the Eraisa, just like paternal relatives. Now, we'll talk about Hashem about this Rambam. It's a Yesoidistic Rambam. It's a problem, and a big Shaila actually had to learn it. But I wanted to say over first what the Kesef Mishnah says on this, in order to give us an understanding of how the Kesef Mishnah worked with the idea of a Korah being unable to testify, and how you see from him clearly whether this idea is based ultimately on a Svara, or whether it's just a Gderes HaKosev Bialmo. Because the Mishnah opens by saying that apparently the Rambam held, and this, before we elaborate on this point, the Rambam apparently held that what the Gemara learns out of a Riboy in our Gemara, with an Emeinoi Inyan, is apparently not intended to be a Dinto Eraisa, and it's only called Divrei Soifrim. What exactly the word Divrei Soifrim means, and Divreiha means, we'll come back to that, but we'll accept that it's not called Midin Torah, it's just called Midivrei Soifrim. According to many, actually, the Rambam does mean that it's just the Rabbana Bialma, and we'll talk about that. Be that as it may, says the Kesef Mishnah, whatever is only learned out of an in Einoi Inyan, in other words, it's not in the Pshuta Shemikra, for example, maternal relatives, which are not in the Pshuta Shemikra at all. The Pshuta Shemikra is only going on the Av, Ovois, Albonim, etc. So if it's only in any Inyan type Drosha, it's not called Midin Torah, it's only called Midrabonon. Zok the Kesef Mishnah, how could I tell you that? Maybe the Rambam indicates that over here, but we know that the Gemara actually learns that other halachos, fundamental halachos about the paslus of a koroi from testifying, the Gemara learns those as well out of any Inyan. For example, the fact that you can't testify l'schosoi. It's not just l'choi vosoi, the pasuk is talking l'choi vosoi l'yumsu of his albanim, but the Gemara learns that in any Indian extra riboy, that you can't testify for his benefit either. Likewise, the Gemara starts out by saying, well, I only have a pshuto shemikra about din and a fashois. The Gemara says, right, that Pasik is Yumsu of his Sabonim, that you can die on his account. So how do I know other dinim like dinim mamnis? And the Gemara says, well, that's a cause of Mishpat Echod Yelochem, Mishpat Hashove, etc., that we unite and we equate all the different types of halachas. That's also a type of a drosha. And those droshas, the Rambam took literally and they understood that they are Dairaisa. No one suggests, the Rambam doesn't suggest, that the inability to testify negatively for your relative Lechevosai is only Drabonim. He doesn't suggest that. He doesn't suggest that the inability to testify for your relative in Dinim Mamnis is Drabonim. Those are all droshas as well. So why is it that punct only by the case of maternal relatives, the Rambam arrived at this conclusion, that since the Gemara learns that out of him in the Inyan, therefore it is only a Din Drabonim. So the case of Mishnah says like this. He says, by those two cases of inability to testify Lechevosai and inability to testify l'schusay, both actually, schusay and chayvosay. Also the case of inability to testify for dinim mamnis, really, Zokter, these two dinim did not really even need a gzeiras hakasav because they're simple logic. And in fact, they are a kal v'chomer, the case of Mishnah says. We could have said, hashto l'choyva, imadach, I can't testify to his detriment, that if I can't testify against him, I certainly can't testify l'schusay, where there's a very strong chash m'shaker. So logic would tell me that I can't testify for the benefit of my relative. Similarly, says the case of Mishnah, if I can't testify in capital cases against him, where actually there's an argument to be said that I'm surely would be telling the truth, because people wouldn't play around, people wouldn't play fast and loose with the truth with regard to a capital case with someone's life at stake. So, and Torah still says over there that I can't testify, so kal v'chomer that I can't testify for a relative by dinim mamnis or the like, where there's a greater concern that he's lying. So therefore, those two cases, although the Gemara brings a drasha for them, a ribui for them, they don't really need the ribui, and I would have known it anyway, even without the ribui, and it's just a question of milsa da aseh b'kal v'chomer, torach v'kosav l'kro, and the Kesef Mishnah actually says this yisoid as well, the same idea that we brought out from the Ran, that really, the fact that the Torah told me this gzeiras hakosav is really went out of its way to tell me something which I would know anyway. However, zok the Kesef Mishnah, kroive ho'aim, maternal relatives, there's no particular logic of any kind to indicate to me that logically maternal relatives should be puzzle. Why should I say that? I have no idea. You know, if the Torah told me that paternal relatives are puzzle, so that's where the Torah spoke of it. It didn't speak of it by maternal relatives, and I'm not going to know that they're puzzle. So therefore, over there, that's where the Rambam held that if my sole mocker, my sole source for the idea that maternal relatives are puzzle is based upon the Eino Indian type drasha, the Rambam held that that's not going to make a din Torah that would only make him a divrei soifim. Now, this you see right away from this case of Mishnah, and it seems to be clearly indicated that he understood in the Shitas HaRambam himself. He's going to explain a Shver Rambam, to defend the Rambam, and he's saying that the Rambam is based upon a Svara, that we Eidus, that apparently the inability to testify for an Eid is a Svara, and that's why if I can't testify L'chevosay, I surely can't testify L'schosay, it's a Kal V'chomer, and if I can't testify by capital cases, surely by lesser cases, then that's a Svara as well. And those things the Rambam understood, therefore that they're Raisa, because they're Svara. Mashenka maternal relatives is a whole different category of scenarios, of relationships, and that's the kind of Divrei Soifim. The fact is, though, that he's saying this in the Shittas HaRambam, the Rambam is the great mocker that the Gedolim bring down, that the Rambam himself said beferish that it's a Gzeres HaKosav who are not based on a Svara. The Rambam actually brings rias to this, like we said earlier. And this question, actually, the Sefer Pesach Shar, a contemporary Sefer on Sanhedrin, answers Kasha on the Kesef Mishnah. He doesn't answer it. You can see clearly, though, the Kesef Mishnah did understand that there is a Svara that underlies this whole issue of the inability to testify for a relative. But Shmer, of course, is that he says it's even in the Shittas HaRambam, where it appears to be clearly indicated fakert. Now this din that the Rambam holds, that a maternal relative that you can't testify for is only the Rabbanan, likewise he holds that a relative through marriage that you can't testify for is also only the Rabbanan, is a subject of some discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim, and the Tshuvas HaRashbo, as we mentioned earlier, when he slogs up the Rambam and doesn't like the Rambam at all, nonetheless has a particular understanding, a particular perspective on this Rambam, which is very important to touch on. The Rashbo writes that he says that he believes that this understanding that the Rambam had that the inability to testify for a maternal relative is not the Raisa is holach bozeh l'shitosoi. I would suggest, says the Rashba, the Rambam goes l'shitosoi, that the Rambam has a very remarkable yesoid in the Ikor Hasheni, the Shurish Hasheni of the Sefer HaMitzvot. As you know, the Rambam wrote a compilation, enumeration of the 613 mitzvot, the Sefer HaMitzvot LaHarambam. And the beginning of the Sefer HaMitzvot LaHarambam, he lists the 13 shroshim, the 13 fundamental rules, which, in his opinion, we determine which
mitzvahs go into the count of the 613, right? The Gemara tells us in Makos that Reb Simloi said that this Tariyak mitzvahs shenemer l'moishe b'Sinai. How do you get the number of 613? You look at the Torah, there may be less than 613, there may be many more than 613. It really depends on how you count and what you include in the count. So Rambam has these different shiroshim to tell us what he includes. And the Sheresh Hasheni, the Rambam comes up with a bombshell, which is very widely discussed. Rishonim, Achronim, and the Rambam writes in the Sheresh Hasheni of the Sefer HaMitzvos that any Din Torah, which is learned out of the Yud Gimel Midos, Sha'atayin Edreshes Bohem, the Rambam says, is not the Oiraisa Elo, the language of the Rashbo, in the name of the Rambam, and not the Oiraisa Elo, the Rabbonim. Okay, so the Rashbo quotes Peshein, the Rambam, and the Rambam tells us that anything learned out of the Yud Gimel Midos, Sha'atayin Edreshes Bohem, is not the Oiraisa, rather it's the Rabbonim. Yud Gimel Midos apparently don't generate din of the Oiraisa, unless the Gemara indicates Beferish, and as it does in certain contexts, that a din learned out of a Midos, Sha'atayin Edreshes, is a din the Oiraisa. Otherwise, it's only the Rabbonim. The Rashbo took the Ramban at face value, Rambam at face value on this, that it's only the Rabbanon. The Rambam's Lashon is actually that it's Midivri Seifrim, and there's some discussion on this, as we'll talk a little bit about. Al Koponim, the Rashbo says that the Rambam understood that Yud Gimel Midos is the Rabbanon. He used that our Gemara learns out the Paslus that you can't testify from maternal relatives based upon a Drasha, which is one Yud Gimel Midos, that if consequently it's only going to be a Din Rabbanon. That's Rambam Lishitosai understood, that the inability to testify maternal relatives is not the Eraisa. However, the Rashbo says that's as far as the Rambam going to Shitosai, apparently consistent with this principle of his, but he says that we know that the Ramban, as you're aware, the Ramban wrote a very lengthy commentary to the Sefer Mitzvot LaHarambam, and he wrote Hasogois on the Sefer Mitzvot, places where he disagreed, and in the Sheresh Hasheni, the Ramban goes a tremendous length to slog up this Rambam, and to say very, very clearly there's many, many rayas that is totally wrong, and didn't that I learned out of Yugam Midas or the Raisa, and not the Rabbanon. He says the Ramban, says the Rashbo, the Ramban brought Tile Tilem Rayos Dvorim Vat, that the Ramban brought many, many tremendous piles of rayos, and therefore this Shitas HaRambam is certainly not lahalacha. We don't accept it at all. The Rambam is consistent with his own view that Din HaLent HaRigum HaMidus HaDrabbanon, it's the Rabbanon over here, but surely we cannot accept this. We don't accept the whole principle of the Rambam, nor do we accept it in a specific case, and we hold that maternal relatives, as we hold, says the Rashbo, by any of the dinim, anywhere in Shas, the learned that you're going to meet those, that they all are the Eraisa and not the Rabbanon. So, in other words, the Rashbo is connecting this with the Asaydiastika issue, a big tumult, a big fight that we have in the Rishayim regarding the status of dinim that are learned out of the Yudu Amidus, Shatay, and the Dreshes. In fact, we find a very important tshuva in the Tashbeitz. Shimon ben Semach Duran, one of the great Kadmoinim, in the Tashbeitz, has a couple of tshuvos in which he discusses what he understands to be the correct understanding of this Shitas Rambam in the Sheresh Hasheni of the Sefer HaMitzvos, and the Tashbeitz likewise directly connects this Rambam of the inability to testify to maternal relatives, that it's not called a Raisa, etc. He connects that with the general issue of the Shitas HaRambam about Dinah Lent Ariyud Gimel Midas. And the primary discussion of this is in the Tashbeitz in Chelek Aleph, in Simen Kuf Nun Aleph. The Tashbeitz over there says that, on my opinion, it's absolutely clear, and he disagrees with the Ramban, and actually what we just said with the Rashbo, with different Gedalia, we showed him that the Suda Rambam Mamish Kipshutoi. And they learned up in the Rambam that Dinim that Ariyud Gimel Midas, according to Rambam's opinion, are only the Rabbanon. Tashbeitz says that my view, and I went very carefully through the various Rambams and the different Mekoymes on this, and in my opinion is that I'm never meant to say this ever. And the Tashbeitz says a famous Yesoid, which is actually widely quoted by most Achronim hold like this Tashbeitz in terms of understanding the Rambam. And the Tashbeitz says that my understanding is that the Ramban misunderstood the Rambam. And when the Rambam says that Dina that I learned at the Yugam Midas are not the Oiraisa, he didn't mean in terms of the general holistic issue of whether we treat them with the severity of a Torah level din, whether they're given the choymer of a din deraisa, thus surely that they have, even if they're Yugil Midas, and even according to the Rambam. Rather, the Rambam writes, and he says there's various rayas to this, in my opinion, in the different Rambams, that they're only called the Rabbanon. They're called the Rabbanon regarding the specific question of whether they're included in some lawyer's memory in Makos, that Tariag Mitzvah Nemu Limoyshe Besinai. And the point over here is simple, says the Tashbeitz. The Rambam meant to say, Nemelo Moshe b'Sinai, din that was said to Moshe at Sinai, a din that was Nidrash Acharei Sinai, that's the Lashon of the Tashbeitz, Nidrash Acharei Sinai, in other words, that we utilize the tools that the Rebbeinu Shem gave us after Sinai, after the Torah was brought down and Moshe came down and we started studying the Torah and we started making droshes, and that's Nidrash Acharei Sinai, that was darshened after Sinai, Afal Pishu Men HaTorah, That's how the Tashbit says. And he says there's various rayas to this in the Rambams that he only meant to say it's not called the Raisa regarding the member of Avsin Loy, which after all says Beferish that Tayag Mitzvah were given to Moshe at Sinai. So therefore, Dinam that a Dajin in the time period after Sinai, once we Dajin and we're Omer under it, we give it the Toik of a Daraisa, because the Abish to give us those Kalim, those abilities to Dajin by means of the Yudgon Midas. However, the fact is it wasn't said to Moshe at Sinai, because it wasn't already said at Sinai, with Darshan later, and therefore it's just not the Raisa with regard to this classification of Tayag Mitzvahs. And the Tashbit goes through different Rayas, Ladaito, we'll talk perhaps a little about it, but he concludes over there, Mashemi Avi Ani Lefarish Kain Bedvorov, one of the important prads that pratted me, that forced me into understanding the Rambam this way, because I saw the Rambam that he says, in Hilchas Ishus, that Kedushe Kesef is the Rabbanon. The Rambam actually calls it the Reisoifim. The Tashbetz refers to it as the Rabbanon. Kedushe Kesef is the Reisoifim. And why is that? And the Rambam explains that in a famous tshuva that the Rambam wrote, why am I calling Kedushe Kesef the Reisoifim? Bia is the Raisa. The Pasuk speaks about that. Uba'olo, the person marries the Isha through Bia, that becomes, that's a marriage that's so called the Raisa. It's called the Raisa by the Rambam. Kedushe Kesef, the Rambam calls only the Rabbanon. And in a tshuva, in a famous tshuva, the Rambam explains that that's because it's learned out of a drosha, the Gemara learned out of Gzeir Shava and Masechta Kedushin, and therefore, since it's only a drasha, it's only called Devrei Soifrim. That's what the Rambam says in the Tshuva, and yet, I saw, says the Tashbetz, that in the very beginning of Hilchos Isha, the Rambam clearly indicates that Kedushe Kesef is the Eraisa, the same as all the categories of Kedushin. Therefore, we're going to have a very big steer in the Rambam, Zok the Tashbetz, if we take the Rambam literally. What's the story with Kedushe Kesef? One place he says clearly it's Devrei Soifrim, not the Eraisa. One place he says, in the beginning of Hilchos Isha, that it is the Raisa, and it's clearly Muchrach Zokta, like I am saying, that the Rambam never meant to say that Dinam that I learned out of Yudam Amidus is really truly the Rabbanon, rather it is in called the Rabbanon only regarding the member of Rebbe Simloy about the count of the Taryag Mitzvahs. Zokta Tashbetz, V'chei Nami. Likewise, the Rambam says in Perigid Gimel Hilchas Eidus that the maternal relatives, or the relatives that are related through one's wife, Miderech HaIshus, are all psulim midivreihem, and that's Lashon Rambam, midivreihem. So the Tashbetz, the Rambam never meant to say over there it's only the Rabbanon, not like he was understood by the Rishonim, various Rishonim, the Rashba, the Gois, Maimonides, others, that they understood him literally, that the Shitas HaRambam is that maternal relatives, relative through Ishus, is only dirabbonon ba'alma. Rather, all the Rambam meant to say that by that, so the Tashbetz is that it's Medrish Divreihem, it's learned out of a drosha of the Rabbanon, it's not called a Reis with regard to certain classifications. Makobokoim, it's definitely a Din Torah, it's definitely a Din Dereisa, and the Nafgemina, a very, very important Nafgemina that emerges from that, so the Tashbetz. What happens if a person is Mekadish and Isha in front of relatives that are related through maternally to him, or they're maternally to each other? What if they're related through a Derech HaIshus, to a marriage relationship? All of those cases, Zok de Tashbetz, is the Kedushin is command the lesser at all, even on the Torah level. Therefore, there is surely no need for a get, right? Because otherwise, if I go like the Pshutoy of the Rambam, it's going to emerge that if I do a Kedushin in front of relatives who are related through the mother, maternal relatives, you will need a get. And we'll see, Mitzvah Shem, that the Rambam actually brings down such a Shita. However, the Tashbetz says that was never the intent of the Rambam. He just calls it the Rabbanon. Of course, this is a quite dochuk, to some extent, in the words of the Rambam. The Rambam said, Beferish, it's Divreihem. And he's in the middle of nowhere here in Hilchas Eidus. Why would he have to call it Divreihem if his only issue was with regard to the Minyan HaMitzvois? Who is discussing the Minyan HaMitzvois in Perek Yud Gimel of Hilchas Ishus? However, the Tashbetz insists that this was the intent of the Rambam, and he never meant to say that these maternal relatives, or related through marriage, are only a Derabbanan. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Tshuva, in the Tshuva of Rabbi Kiva Eger, was asked a question, Halacha L'maisa, with regard to a man who married a lady, he put the ring on her finger, he did a Kedushin, and it turned out that the two Edom that they married in front of, one was a brother-in-law of the other. In other words, one was a wife's brother of the other, which is one of the Kroivim listed, and it passed the Edus. And the question was whether we would say that the marriage is Mamish Batal U'Mavotal and doesn't exist at all, and you don't need any get. Or should we say that they will at least need a get? And the Shoyel, who was apparently a great Rav and a Talmud Chacham of his own, the Shoyel wanted to say that they would need a get. Why? Because since we have the Shitas HaRambam that holds that relative through marriage is only a divrei hem, only the rabbanon, and not a deraisa. So they have that shita of the Rambam. Now, am I choishesh for the Rambam? Because if it's only the rabbanon, I'm going to say the passus of the edim is the rabbanon, Torah level their edim, and therefore I would need a get. Do we paskin like the Rambam or not? So the shayla brought down a Ramah in choish and mishpat that the Ramah says yesh oimim, that there are those who say that kroy ve'ho'em einom psulim elam midrabbanon, that maternally related relatives is only a passus. And the nafkamina of that Ramah, as the show pointed out, is in the context of what the dinim were discussing earlier on over there, in the context of Kedushin. In other words, if you do a relative in front of them, it will be effective on the Torah level if it's in front of maternally related Edom, and then you'll need to have a get. It's possible on the Rabbanah level, but not at the Reisa level, so you need a get. So therefore, since the Ramah brings down this halacha and says that you do need a get because it is Yesh Oimim, with regard to maternally related relatives, therefore the Shoyl wanted to say that the same is true with regard to relative through marriage, which is the same category, since the Rambam, after all, does say that they're both the same and they're both only Devrehem. So he wanted to say that therefore this marriage would be effective Torah level, just ineffective the Rabbanon level, and you'll need a get. That Rabbi Kiva Eger was sent as Shiloh. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger writes that the truth is it actually is Sorochian in his opinion. He doesn't understand why the Ramah only brings down half of the Rambam and not the other half. Why does the Rambam, the Ramah only bring down that maternally related relatives are possible the Rabbanon, and you have to worry that it's only the Rabbanon, and he doesn't bring down the other half of the Rambam, that relative through Ishus, we have to worry about that's only the abundant, and it would be effective on the Torah level. So that's Tzorachian. However, ultimately, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, since they are Toli HaBohod, exactly the same Rambam says both, we could certainly argue that if the Ramah is concerned for the one, we'll be concerned for the other, and therefore we could make this argument that maternally related relatives, and likewise, in this case, the marriage-related relatives, that they might have a concern, the Shittas HaRambam, they might be kosher on the Torah level, and if you marry in front of them, that you would need a get. However, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, one could perhaps make the argument of the Tshuvos Shev Yankiv. The Tshuvos Shev Yankiv made the following point. He said that we know, and clear in the Poskim like this, that if a person does an act of marriage in front of rabbinically disqualified Edom, so we know that there's a concern because Torah level, the Edom are qualified, and therefore the marriage was effective Torah level. But what happens if the only marriage was a marriage Drabbanon? You did a marriage that's only Chal on Drabbanon level in the first place. It's only a Drabbanonic marriage. And you did that in front of rabbinically disqualified witnesses. Well, since, says the Shev Yankiv, that kind of marriage is only Drabbanon in the first place, so we know the halacha is that if it's done in front of rabbinically disqualified witnesses, then it's Botel Umavotel. It does not need any get. It's not a problem that the witnesses are only rabbinically disqualified because the whole marriage in the first place was only a rabbinic level marriage. Zoktav Tem the Shev Yankiv, the following very remarkable argument, says if we have a Kedushay Kesef, which after all about 100% of our marriages that are done today are Kedushay Kesef, we don't generally do Kedushay Shtar or Bia in today's times, we always do Kedushay Kesef, you always hang the ring on her finger, which is a Kedushay Kesef. If the case of the Kedushay Kesef, then the Shitas HaRambam himself, the same exact Rambam that told us that since the maternal relatives and the marriage related relatives are only learned out of a Yud Gimel Midos, out of a Drasha, so therefore they're not called Deraisa. The same exact Rambam that said that also arrived at the conclusion that Kedushay Kesef is also not called a Torah level Kedushin because Kedushay Kesef itself is learned out of Xeris HaKosef. Consequently, if you're coming to be Choyshesh for the Shitas HaRambam, granted that most Poiskim totally dismiss the Rambam on both counts and they hold that Kedushay Kesef is Deraisa without a question at all, and they hold that marriage related relatives and maternal related relatives are the Raisa Paslus without a question. But if you're going within the Shitas HaRambam, the same Rambam that holds that Dinam Luntar of Droshis are the Rabbonon, and consequently maternal related relatives are only the Rabbonon, he also holds Kedushay Kesef is the Rabbonon likewise for exactly the same reason. It's the same Shitas HaRambam. It's Luntar of Droshis, so it's the Rabbonon. So Meila, if you're going within the Rambam, if you marry, give her a Kedushay Kesef, you give her a ring, which we always do, and then you do it in front of maternal related relatives or marriage related relatives, which according to the Rambam is only a passel to Rabbanon, granted the Rambam only passeled that to Rabbanon, but the whole marriage was only the Rabbanon as well. So therefore, it's a Rabbanon marriage done in front of rabbinically disqualified witnesses, and it should not be chal at all, and you would not eat any get. And this is the argument of the Shev Yankiv. Now, Zot Rabbi Kiva Eger, really, if we accept this argument that a Shev Yankiv, it's going to come out a very bizarre thing, because it would emerge from there that the whole Rambam, that the Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch that there's a Yesh Oimim, that maternal relatives are only the Rabbanon, so you need to get if you marry in front of them. That's talking about a Kedushay Shtar, presumably, or a Kedushay Bia, or let's put aside Shtar, which is a Shiloh, but Kedushay Bia that surely that would be, that's a deraisa. Mashenkin, if I do the Kedushay Kesef, which is done at approximately 100% of the marriages that we do, a Kedushay Kesef, is all not Nagaya, this Ramah, because since the whole marriage is the Abana according to the Rambam, I'm not going to worry about the fact that the maternal relatives are also in the Abana. So when is this Ramah of a Nagaya? It's a bizarre thing to suggest that the Ramah brings in a din, which is a theoretical din that's really not Nagaya to our marriages, and the Ramah doesn't mention it. It's not Nagaya because our marriages are Kedushay Kesef, which according to the Rambam are only the Abana anyway. However, even though that makes the Ramah very shver, and so surely if shver, says Rekiv Eger, if, however, we can't slog up the Shev Yankov's suggestion, then we're going to go with it, because he's making a very strong argument. After all, the same exact Rambam that holds that Yudgal Midas Adrabanon generates from that that maternal relatives and marriage-related relatives are only the Rabbanon, but he also says Kedushay Kesef is Rabbanon likewise. So is there any way around this Cheshbon? So Rekiv Eger says that in my opinion, there is a way around the Cheshbon, and we're not going to go with this. And this is based, Zokter, on a number of nekudos. First of all, in the Rambam's Lashonos Alein, the Lashonos are not identical. By the case of the Kedushay Kesef, the Rambam says that Kedushay Kesef is midivrei soifrim, from the words of the soifrim, midivrei soifrim. By the case of the maternal-related relatives and marriage-related relatives, the Rambam calls it midivrei hem. Those are not identical Lashonos. Midivrei hem is really clearly mashma that the whole thing is the Rabbonon. Divrei soifrim, much more questionable, and possibly might argue, like the Gedoilim said, the Tashbat says, that it's just his expression, but it means the Sofrim generated the din. They learned it out of Yugam Amidus and it became deraisa. So the Lashonos of Rav are different. Likewise, we have the Lashonos of Rav HaMagid, which are different, and that's a big problem. The Rav HaMagid, the great Mefarish of the Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, says clearly that although the Rambam says that Kedushay Kesef is Divrei Sofrim, it really is a Torah level din, a din deraisa in terms of its choymer and its deraisa in every way, even though it's called Divrei Sofrim. The Rav HaMagid Mishnah himself, however, with regard to maternal relatives, says clearly otherwise in Perek Dalet Hilchos Ishus, and there he indicates that according to the Shittas HaRambam, the maternal relatives are really only a din derabbanon and are not possible on the Torah level. And in fact, the Lecha Mishnah over there makes this point about the Magid Mishnah, and the Lecha Mishnah points that we seem to be differentiating within the Shittas HaRambam between these two dinim, and the Lecha Mishnah says over there that we're going to have to argue that the case of Hilchos Ishus, the case of Kedushay Kesef, is different because it is learned out of the Gzeres Shava. And Gzeres Shavas have to come from Sinai. We know we're not done Gzeres Shava Me'atzmo. You have to assert it from Sinai to make the Gzeres Shava. Consequently, that's a very powerful type of a drosha, which surely generates derises. And therefore, Kedushay Kesef is definitely derisa. Even the Rambam calls it the Reisoifim. Masha Enkein. Other types of Ribuyim and droshes, the many Indians that generate the dinim over here, that the maternal relatives are possible, that, says the Lecha Mishnah, that the Rambam really held as only a pasas derabon, which is why the Lecha Mishnah, the Magid Mishnah, called it the Rabbanon Lefi HaRambam. So, once I have this, I'm going to see clearly why, Zokter, that nobody ever is Oilal Daito in today's times to suggest that Kedushay Kesef is Mamash the Rabbanon according to Rambam. Why are we using Kedushay Kesef? We all use Kedushay Kesef, and according to Rambam, it's only the Rabbanon. So, we are clearly naming on Zokter Kiva Eger, like it says in the Magid Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah, various Gedoilim, that Kedushay Kesef is surely the Raisa Afil Lefi HaRambam. However, the passus of maternal relatives, and likewise, the Ishus-related relatives, which Rambam calls Divreihem, then we are choishish that the Rambam held that's the Rabbanon, and the Rambam brings down to be choishish for it. That's how you're going to get around, this cheshm of the Shev Yankiv. Because as far as the fact that he used the ring to marry her and it was Dushay Kesef, that's surely considered to be a deraisa. As far as the fact that the Edim were, according to Rambam, only Psul and the Rabbanon, that's a concern, and therefore we could argue that in a case like this one, that you're going to need to give a get, because of the fact that, according to the Shittas HaRambam, there was no Torah-level disqualification of the Eidim. Of course, it is certainly the case that most Mefarshei HaRambam learned that the Rambam holds that all Droshos generate Dinim Deraisa, not just Gzeres Shava, but all Yud Gimel Midos, and all Droshos generate Isurim Deraisa. And according to them, one would certainly need to know why this sugi is different, why the Rambam held over here that Kroivim through the Aim, Kroivim through the marriage, are only Derabbanan, despite the fact that the Gemara appears to be Droshes. The Zeche Yitzchok, the Bitzel of Ponovich, has a new pshat here in which he suggests that the Rambam learned that the only psulim to Eraisa for Eidus is where they have not just a shame Koroiv, but they also have a shame Mishpocha. And he brings where he feels that the Rambam found a mocker for this in Shas, that din to Eraisa of a psul kurva is only when the psul Mishpocha exists. And he quotes the Gemara, says in Masechta Yevamos, that Mishpachas Ha'av kruya mishpacha, mishpachas ha'em ein a kruya mishpacha. In other words, we want to identify, to define who mishpacha a person is from. The answer is only the mishpacha from the father's side. Likewise, says Abitzula, it's not just the mishpacha ha'em is not mishpacha, but certainly mishpachas that through the marriage, that too could be called a koroi, but it cannot have a shem mishpacha upon it. And Meila zokt Abitzula vibal that the Rambam held that he had a mocker from this in Shas, that the only kroiv in which apostle edus da eraisa are those that have a shem mishpacha, so therefore only kroivim through the av are psulim da eraisa according to the Rambam, and that we find apparent droshes in this Gemara, the mishpacha through marriage, kroivim is called kroivim through marriage is apparently deraisa psul edus, that kroivim through the mother is a psul edus. Those the Rambam understood that they have to be behechrich only in a smachta, not a da eraisa, because of the fact that they don't have a shem mishpacha upon them. According to Reb Itula, the Rambam over here that says that mishpacha kroivim through the aim or through the marriage is divrei hem, that means literally derabbanon. It's not nothing to do with the other makomos that Rama speaks about dinim yielded through droshes that are divrei soifim, which in those cases are certainly the oraisa.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara makomos on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.